Kenyan Yud Dalad of the Memchas Devarim Shater Nikos Bahem is Miut Schera. I'll start with the Medrash Shmuel. The Medrash Shmuel says that the Torah is not found by Tagarim and Seichrim Yerde Hayom Ba'aniyais Kamesh Amar HaKasav Oloi Me'evel Hayomhi. He uses somewhat of a play on words. The Torah says that the Torah is not found Me'evel Hayom. He says Torah is not found by those that are busy traveling Me'evel Hayom. Those Tagarim, those Seichrim, those businessmen who spend much time traveling, by them Torah can't be Mitzuya. And he says that the Mishnah doesn't say no Schera at all. It says Miyut Schera. A person has to be Memayit with Schera, because it's not possible to have no Parnasa at all. And he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kikol Torah She'ein Ima Malacha Seifa Betela. Rather, he should do Malacha in a way that he should be Memayit in the Esek as much as possible and spend as much time as possible being Esek in Torah. And that's Miyut Schera. And he asks an interesting question. Why does it say Miyut Schera? Why doesn't it say Miyut Malacha? And he answers, because Malacha means something that's a tircha for a person. It's Matriach, it weakens his guf, it weakens his kaiches. He says that's pashit, that a person on his own is going to be Mamayit in Malacha. I don't need a chiddush of the Mishnah for that. He says, where I need the Mishnah to say that Miyut Schera is something that a person has a geshmak in. He enjoys his job so much. Adarabba, a person has such a geshmak in his job that the Mishnah has to teach us Miyut Schera. Person has to be Mayit in his Schera and be Isaac in Torah as much as possible to be kind of the Torah, La Mitasai. It's also worth noting that the next few Kinyanim, which are all different Midas of Miyut, it's not specifically when a person's been Mayit in whether it's the Schera or the Shina or the Tainu, whatever it is, just the fact that he doesn't have or he lessens the amount of Tainug or Shina or Schera, that itself is the Kinyan. The fact that a person is working on himself and he has to go out of his Teva and out of his Hergel in order to allow himself to learn Torah, that itself is a Kinyan of Torah. And the Seol Salomon quotes the Chazanish in Amunah Bitochin that says, this that it says that the Torah is Niknes B'memches Kinyanim, he says, all of them are Yitziyo Migeder HaTeva VeHergel HaIshiyus LeHikanes B'Darkei HaShlemos Ad Shalei Tafri'eyu Tivoy Esroiv Misirusoy V'Oitzem Shkidasoy. Chazanish explains that the Memches Devarim, the Memches Kinyanim, are all taking a person out of his Teva, out of his Hergel, out of his natural Netiyah, out of what he's used to, in order that Teva should never hold him back from learning. If a person is able to go L'mayla min HaTeva, in a certain sense, he's able to conquer his natural instincts, that itself will give a person a tremendous Shlemus and a tremendous ability to be Kohen Torah. So all these miyutim, whether it's chayra, shina, tainuk, schoik, derech eretz, these are all things that can hold a person back from avodas Hashem and don't allow him to learn Torah. Mitzad sheni, he needs all these things. A person needs shina, he needs chayra, he needs derech eretz, he needs tainugim. Without chayra, he can't live. Without shina, he can't think. Without derech eretz, who knows what's going to be without derech eretz. Without different tainugim that a person needs to keep himself in a stable matziv, to keep himself in a good mood, he needs to have some of these things. But the Ikra Avodah is to be Mamayit, to cut back. It doesn't say that he shouldn't have, like we started off with, no Schoik at all, no Schoira at all. Rather, it's Miyut. The Ikra is the Miyut. The Miyut, the Miyut, the Miyut. That's what a person has to work on. Being able to live and grow without being fully immersed in these different Midas, as we'll discuss. Now, with regards to the practical applications of how much a person is supposed to spend working, how much Ishtadlos, how much learning, should a person take staka, should a person not take staka, this is already a discussion that's beyond the scope of this short lecture. It starts with Rambam's and the Achrenim discuss the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, the Chavetz Chaim, Bir Halacha. There are many different angles to go with this, and we're not going to get into it, but the bottom line is that whatever a person does and whatever a person chooses with his Hadracha, everybody agrees, Asei Teiros Chokva, Malachto Cha'arai, and that way a person will grow and be koina Torah. Have a wonderful day.